headlines this hour. Britain calls for talks with the Taliban amid growing foreign troop deaths. A US drone strike on Pakistan's tribal areas kills at least 6 people. And Israeli forces and settlers wound dozens of Palestinians in East Jerusalem al-Quds. Hello everyone, welcome to the news here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tabakoli in Tehran. Thanks for joining us. The British Army Chief has called for talks with the Taliban militants in Afghanistan. General David Richards says negotiations with the militants should begin pretty soon.
General Richards said negotiations with the Taliban could be part of an exit strategy for NATO forces in Afghanistan. He said any counterinsurgency campaign would end up in talks between the warring sides in any case. Okay, go on. Richards' comments come against the backdrop of rising fatalities among US-led troops in the country. We earlier asked John Rees from a London-based anti-war group about the logic behind the troop surge if at the same time there are plans for talks with the Taliban.
Well, they seem to have the bizarre notion that the Taliban will be more open to negotiations if they're weakened by a military offensive. Now, when they announced this strategy some time ago, many of us here said that it was very unlikely that bombing your future partner in negotiations would make those negotiations more fruitful. What's happening, I think, is that the Afghan project is falling to bits now. The killing of UK soldiers is at the highest level ever. We've just passed the 300th UK soldier dead in the past week. The British government is now at variance with the United States over the timescale for withdrawal. And it seems that there's no possible prospect of a successful end to this war.
It's not the first time there are notions of negotiations with the Taliban. In January, former UN representative to Afghanistan, Kai Adi, reportedly met with Taliban militants in Dubai in the hope of holding peace talks. Meanwhile, media reports say Afghan President Hamid Karzai has recently held talks with Taliban's most senior commander, Sajjad-Din Haghani, in Kabul. John Rees says the British military personnel are arriving at the conclusion that the war in Afghanistan is unwinnable.
I think many people, the majority of people in this country always thought that and were always opposed to the war. What's interesting now is among the political establishment and the military establishment, that view is also now being increasingly widely canvassed.
Analysts say the rising foreign troop casualties and the financial burdens of the war in Afghanistan have forced the US and its allies to try and invent a face-saving exit.
Well, the media office of the US forces has announced the deaths of 2 of its soldiers in the east of Afghanistan. A statement by the US military says 6 other Americans were wounded in a joint military operation with the Afghan forces in Kunar province. It says an Afghan soldier was also killed during the operation. The Taliban claim they have inflicted heavy losses on American and Afghan forces. The US-led foreign alliance is having a very tough time in the country. US spy agency, the CIA, says the war has been harder and slower than previously anticipated. Well, another deadly US drone attack in Pakistan. The attack left at least 6 people dead. The pilotless aircraft fired 2 missiles in the northwestern tribal areas of North Waziristan. A local administration official confirmed the attack and said the death toll is expected to rise. More than 900 people, many of them civilians, have been killed in over 100 US drone strikes in Pakistan since August 2008. Islamabad has repeatedly condemned the strikes as violations of Pakistan's sovereignty. Israeli security forces have injured dozens of Palestinians in East Jerusalem al-Quds. The Palestinians were wounded in clashes with Israeli soldiers and armed settlers in the al-Quds neighborhood of Silwan. Witnesses say the Israelis used live ammunition and tear gas against the Palestinians. This is the 3rd consecutive day of clashes in Silwan. Excuse me. Israeli authorities have approved a plan to demolish 22 Palestinian homes in the Flashpoint neighborhood. The United Nations says raising the homes is illegal under international law. Well, our correspondent in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Shirin Yassin, gave us an update of the situation a little earlier.
The neighborhood of Silwan, which is a very highly populated area with Palestinians and a very impoverished area, has been surrounded by Israeli army's support. By the Israeli army, who were supported by a helicopter. The Palestinians were protesting against settlers' attempts to break into a Palestinian house in order to take it over, claiming that the house has been a synagogue one day. Some women have been suffocating from tear gas canisters that were fired inside their homes, according to Palestinian witnesses.
Well, our top official at a telecom firm in Lebanon has been arrested on charges of spying for Israel. The man is accused of supplying Tel Aviv with sensitive information that harms Lebanon's national security. His identity has not been released yet. Lebanon began a wave of arrests last year as part of a massive anti-espionage investigation. It's detained dozens of people suspected of spying for Israel. It says the crackdown has dealt a major blow to Tel Aviv's spy rings. Kyrgyzstan has overwhelmingly voted in favor of a new constitution that establishes a parliamentary democracy in the country. The country's Central Election Commission says partial results from more than 10% of voters in a referendum supported the new constitution. The referendum comes only 2 weeks after ethnic violence killed hundreds of people. Kyrgyzstan's after the April riots that toppled President Kermanbek Bakiyev. And you're watching the newsroom on Press TV. Quick check of the headlines this hour. Britain calls for talks with the Taliban amid growing foreign troop deaths. A US drone strike on Pakistan's tribal areas kills at least 6 people. And Israeli forces and settlers wound dozens of Palestinians in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.